Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Today is Wednesday. It's 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. tomorrow, which is where Mr. Rega Bauer is calling in from eventually, I hope. So he is not here yet. He was not here last week either. We had a little bit of a – I think he was just tired because of the time frame, and he says, I just can't do it. I'm not awake enough yet. So anyway, so we let him take the last week off. But today we're here talking about whatever he wants to talk about. I think he's going to go over the second S in the SHIP, S-H-I-P, formula. So we're waiting on Mr. Rega Bauer. For those people unfamiliar with this, if you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Ray-Gabauer, you'll be able to hear the previous radio shows that Ray has done, where he usually takes an acronym and then makes a few audios recordings, meaning Building Fortress Radio shows, on the letters of that acronym. So he does three usually per each one. So there'll be three S's, three H's, three I's, three P's. And today we're on the second S in the word SHIP. I don't remember what he covered yesterday, the last one, but I mentioned the word survival because I think if you're going to make it, survival is important. Now, success, of course, is probably one of those things. He can probably use the word strategy if he chooses to, but I was playfully talking about the word survival when he was here last time. So we are going to give him another minute or so. I'm going to play a little commercial, and we'll see if we can text him and see if he might be around. It's unusual that he might miss this, so he might be just having some technical challenges. So here we go. I'm going to play a little commercial break, and we will be right back on Building Fortunes Radio.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles is here, and Mr. Rega Bauer is not. I'm just going to play a random replay. So for those people listening in, enjoy the replay. You'll hear the intro one more time. I'm working on other projects as well. We'll catch you next time.
Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might still be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We started Building Fortunes Radio towards the tail end of 2012, beginning part of 2013, and I did this with the express purpose of making sure that we could have a voice to talk about really cool things, mostly about being an entrepreneur, making yourself a better person, developing the world into being a better place, all that sort of stuff. Well, our guest speaker today just showed up. His name is Mr. Rega Bauer, and Rega Bauer and I know each other for a really long time, couple of decades, believe it or not. I met him as a result of a conference call that he did with a good friend of ours. Her name is Kim Claver, and Kim was known as Miss Stud back then, but Kim's a really good gal, and she had Ray on. He was building a really big team, and I was so impressed with Ray. But then just, you know, like everything else, we started doing business a little bit together. He went his direction. I went my direction. And then one thing led to another. A couple of years ago, I gave him a buzz because I remembered his name. And I think something passed along my screen that reminded me of him. So I said, I'm going to call Ray. I mean, he doesn't even know that I even exist anymore. So I'm going to pick up the phone. We'll tell him what we're doing. And as a result of that conversation, we decided, let's do some radio shows. I mean, you got a really great message, Ray. So let's do some radio shows together. And it's been a couple of years now that we've been doing this radio show. And if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Ray-Gebauer, Ray is R-A-Y, and then Gebauer is G-E-B-A-U-E-R. You'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows that we've done. Now, Ray likes acronyms, and an acronym is, you know, where you make up a word or you have a word that's made up of letters. And what he does is he goes over in three separate parts each of the letters. So let me kind of give you an example of what I just kind of messed up in explaining. Today's acronym, or this radio show's acronym, is WILD, W-I-L-D. And over the past 3 weeks, we went over three W's, and I got two of the three right. And that's good for me, because usually it's zero out of three. So I got two out of three. Today we're going to start with an I, and we're going to see what happens. But I know Ray Gebauer is just getting here, so I gave you a little bit of time, Ray, to kind of settle in wherever you might have been. And thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Hey, Peter, and everyone listening, thank you for tuning in. And thank you, Peter, for making this possible. And the reason we do this is because we believe that by sharing what we share is we can make the world a better place, including your personal world, starting with you. Jim Rohn famously said, one of my favorite quotes from him, for things to change, you've got to change. You know how some people change for the worse? Well, you can change for the better. You can have a better life. The rest of your life can be the best of your life. But it doesn't usually happen automatically. It's like water doesn't flow uphill, you know. So it usually takes effort and intention and working with other people, learning from other people, because no one can figure it all out themselves. And so that's why I've hired coaches over the years. The most I spent on a single course, I spent $25,000 on a coaching program. And over the years, well over $100,000 in workshops, seminars, and personal development. Now, I made a lot of investments in my life. Most of them haven't worked out too well, but the best investment that really has paid off is investing in myself, which is what I recommend everybody do. Invest in yourself, invest in your marriage and your relationships, invest time and effort into God, you know, and all kinds of relationships. And you know, you got to be smart in financial investments as well. But ultimately, what's going to make the biggest difference is who you are and what you become and becoming better and better, including even transformation. I like to talk about that a lot, too. But anyway, today, so that's just the warm-up, I guess. That's the broader overview of everything here, why we do this. We're going through the acronym WILD. I remember a great book I read 20 years ago, maybe longer, 30 years ago, called Wild at Heart by John Eldridge. It's a fantastic book, primarily for men. Very insightful. I read it a couple times. And a lot of other good books. He has a good phone app. And anyway, so we first 3 weeks here, we finished up the W's. So what were the W's? Why and wondering. And last week it was wow. Those are the three words. So this week we're starting on the three I's, which I've mentioned before, and they really, I think, go together really well. In fact, I'm going to mention all three of them tonight just because I think they work together so well. So, but just for fun, let's have a Peter, go ahead and guess. What do you think the first I is going to be tonight? You might be able to guess this one, too. You're on the line here, too.
I'm pretty sure I'm wrong already because you said you mentioned them before, and I think the one I'm going to mention is not what you're going to mention. But having said that, today is March 15th. So for those people that know what March 15th is, it's the Ides of March, you know, where Caesar was stabbed to death by his great friends and even Brutus. Hey, too. Brute, you know. So I'm going to go for the spirit of the Ides, but I'm going to use the word identify. So my I word is identify, because you got to identify as in focus on something. So I know I'm wrong, but in the spirit of the Ides of March, I gave it a whirl anyway. So over to you.
Okay, thanks. Well, that's a pretty good guess. Identify or identity. Yeah, I could talk on that for a lot. Well, what I had in mind was a different word.
I know.
And that's really so essential and fundamental to how we progress in life and how we make, how we create a better life. It's relevant to every relationship, to business. Because when it comes down to it, I've concluded everybody wants exactly the same thing. We want to feel happier. We want to be feeling more fully alive. We want to feel significant, like we're making a difference, as opposed to like we're just a nobody. Because a lot of people feel like they're a nobody or they're a loser, they're a failure. And that ties into identity. So the pathway, using these three I's, that can really help you move forward in life to have a better life, to be happier, including making more money most likely, and just having a better life so the rest of your life can be the best of your life, are these three I's. The first one is influence. For things to be better, we've got to learn how to understand and use and utilize influence. And then influence leads to the second I, which I'm not going to make you wait till next week. I'm going to tell you right now. Influence can lead to impact. When you have a better impact, you feel better. The other person feels better. It's a win-win. Then impact, depending on the context of within a business, the impact, the greater impact can lead to greater income. And so I think they go together really well. But it starts with influence. I remember John Maxwell, who I studied with for a long time and used to work with him. He defined leadership as influence. And I think that's the best definition. But let's talk about influence in two different ways. First of all, it's really helpful to be aware that we are being influenced by others. Now, we want to use influence to help others to make a better decision, influence them, you know, to trust you and buy what you're selling or whatever, or influence your children, influence your spouse. But before that, we have all been and continue to be influenced whether we are aware of it or not. Especially our first 5 years, we're greatly influenced and pretty much programmed by everything we experienced the first 5 years, you know, primarily from our parents. And that sort of becomes the foundation. But it doesn't end there. Every day we're influenced to some degree. In fact, I would say pretty much by some degree with everybody with whom we have any connection. It might be a small influence. But, you know, think about it. If you're around people that are happy, it sort of rubs off on you. It's contagious. Emotions are contagious. If you're around happy people, you tend to be more happy. If you're around people who are sad or depressed, you become that way. If you're around people who are angry or people who have a lot of anxiety or fear, that infects you. So we're influenced by other people's emotions, not just what they say or what they believe or what they do. All that affects us as well. What really affects us is our perception of what people do or say. But just someone's presence. When you are close to someone that you really like or really love, just being in their presence, an influence, a positive influence, is an enriching influence. It makes life better. You feel better. They feel better. And on the dark side, though, in the advertising world and, you know, the media, they really understand how to influence people without you realizing that they're most likely misleading you or tricking you or deceiving you. And it's very pervasive, you know, all throughout, whether it's, you know, TV stations or movies, you know, books, you know. And so we get programmed in certain directions without us being aware of it. And it's really important to become aware that how we are being influenced and start to think more independently of what we are hearing or seeing. There's a verse in the Bible I like a lot, John 7:24. It says, "Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with wisdom." So we are always judging. We're always evaluating. We're analyzing everything. We all do. It's just part of our nature, and that's good. But we tend to jump to conclusions and oftentimes believe things or allow things to influence our thinking without thinking more deeply or looking into it, because, you know, a certain perspective or story can sound really good on the surface until you go deeper and you find out maybe it's just the opposite. And this can be a life and death issue as well. For example, one of the most common deadly ways that people are influenced is this, that they actually, on the average, kills 1,000 people per day, 1,000 per day, because people are influenced by what is promoted, that medical doctors are totally, what's the word, dependable. You could rely on what they have to say. And they treat doctors almost like God. Well, and we're programmed people. Just ask your doctor if this drug is right for you. You know, like they have all the answers. And 1,000 people die every day just from taking prescription medications as prescribed. That's not counting overdose and all that. 1,000 die every day. I'm like, wow, I mean, that's pretty horrific, because you assume that the doctor is trustworthy. Now, you know, sometimes you need to see a doctor and get his opinion, but no, just blindly trust them. Most people tend to, because they've been influenced and programmed to do that. So we have to be aware that we are all influenced by sometimes the wrong people, and sometimes we've got to break out of that. Like in my opinion, most people have been faked out by taking the shot, you know, the jab, the supposed vaccine, and 20 million people have already died from it, you know, according to some people, you know, and because we were influenced to just trust the authorities. So influence is powerful and it can be misused, but back to the good side, you can do good by becoming more influential yourself. And there's a number of factors in how that happens so you can have more influence, you know, for good. So that's the first thing to be aware of, that we're all susceptible to being influenced and oftentimes not in a good way. Just our lifestyle, the American lifestyle, we are so influenced by what other people do. And you see, I mean, we generally jump to this conclusion that, well, if everyone else is doing it, it can't be that bad or that wrong. But 90% of people die before their time from diseases that should never have happened. Like 50,000 people die every day just between cancer and heart disease. And most of that is from unhealthy lifestyle. 80% of people are diabetic. Because we see others living an unhealthy lifestyle. I call it SAD, sad, for the standard American diet. It's really sad because it's killing people way before their time. I mean, 80% of the population being diabetic, that's including the pre-diabetic, but they're diabetic too. And it's because we've been influenced by the wrong people. But let's talk about how we can be the influencer and not just be influenced. You can't stop being influenced. You can choose to be in the people you can be around. You got to choose your friends because you tend to become more like them because of the influence. So no one is no one is immune to being influenced. So if you want to be a positive force in the world and to make more of a difference and love people and serve people in a way that makes the world a better place, you can't do that very effectively if you don't have and use influence. But most people are just hit and miss. They don't think about, how do I have influence? How can I have more influence? Fortunately, at a young age, I realized the importance of this. In fact, just today, I mean, I read a lot of books because I know I need to learn more. I want to have more influence. I want to be more effective. I want to help more people. So just today, actually about an hour ago, I received a book that I ordered just yesterday because I learned about it from someone I trust. It's highly recommended. I read the reviews. It all sounds great. And I read the first 20 pages already. And the name of the book is Magic Words, What to Say to Get Your Way by Jonah Berger. She's written other excellent books. And so it's about how to choose your words to have more impact, so you have more influence. Just changing one word or even a couple of letters in the word can make a significant difference. Like, for example, one of the studies, and they did this with children, when they asked these children, you know, to help clean up, they would, you know, purposely interrupt them in an activity that they were already having fun with, and ask them, hey, can you stop now and can you help us, you know, clean up the room or whatever? You know, a certain percentage of them would do it. But then when they changed, they added two letters to the word help and changed it from a verb to a noun and said, hey, can you be a helper and help us clean, you know, take care of the room? You know, like 30% more of the children cooperated and volunteered to help. Because when you use helper, that's more of your identity. I mean, a helper is someone who's always helping. They are a helper. But someone who helps doesn't mean that they do it all the time. So when they spoke to the child in terms of their identity, you are a helper. So what do helpers do? They help. So that's just one example of the power of certain words. Like, it's a big difference between someone saying, you know, I lost this game, versus I'm a loser. Sounding, you know, loser, that's more of identity, that sounds more permanent. And so in our conversations, if we want to have more influence, we have to be careful with our words and not just, you know, say whatever comes out of your mouth, but, you know, when you're more aware of the impact of certain kind of words. Like in the book, it says better to talk about fixing versus solving. I haven't got to that part yet, but just another example. Or you say, someone says, what do you do for exercise? Oh, I run. I'm running. I do running. Versus someone who says, well, I'm a runner. You know, that's different. So when we use nouns that trigger a sense of identity as opposed to verbs, the action, it has more influence, more impact. The other element, well, there's a lot of elements to have more influence. You want people to trust you. Because people like to work and deal with and relate to people that they know, like, and trust. So how do you create that? Well, there's a lot of things you do. Just, you know, being likable, you know, smiling. Likeability is a huge factor. You know, living out of integrity. So people see that you do what you say you're going to do. So they see you have integrity. So they trust you. Humor can be really connecting. You know, if you, you know, share funny stories, you know, maybe about yourself or whatever, you know, humor strengthens the connection, which allows you to have more influence. So, and a lot of these things relate to what I've identified as the four dimensions of complete love, the four dimensions of what I call diamond love, the four C's of caring, connecting, committing, creating value. So if you want to have more influence with somebody, whether it's with your children or your spouse or in business or with anybody, you've got to operate out of the four dimensions of love, but you got to care. You really actually authentically care about the person, and they can feel that, and that increases your influence. You've got to connect, which includes asking questions and listening. The more deeply you connect, the more they trust you, the more they like you, and you have more influence. And now, you don't want to use influence for bad, to take advantage of people or to manipulate or trick people. You want to use your influence to help them get past maybe their concerns or their fears or reservations. You have something, a way to help them, a service or a product. So you want to have more influence to break through that and just have people trust you more. Get more influence. If you want to make more of an impact in the world, you got to have more influence. Then the third dimension of love is commitment. People will like and trust you more if they see you're a person of commitment. That you just say, well, we'll give it a try, see how it works out. But especially when they see that you're committed to them, what's best for them, that it's a win-win, you know, you have a lot more influence rather than you don't want people to see, well, you're just another salesman and you can't trust salespeople. Well, if people feel and see that you're committed to what's best for them, not for your commission, but for them, you have more influence. And, of course, the fourth dimension is where the rubber meets the road. This is the action element, action dynamic of love. I need all four, like four wheels on a car, is creating, particularly creating value. So when people see that you are creating value for them in what you say, or what you do, and in your attitudes and how you serve people and you care and connect and you're committed, you know, when they experience or see, observe that you are creating value for them and maybe hopefully for others too, you have a lot more influence. So I would say that the gateway to having more influence, the pathway, is being a person of love in those four dynamics of caring, connecting, committing, creating values. In fact, I think that's the general strategy to make everything better, to solve any issue or any problem, becoming from that place of not just loving, using the verb, but now being a lover, foremost, you know, I believe being the lover of God. You know, that's the greatest commandment, to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. And to optimize life, we need to be lovers of God and everyone else. And one of the benefits of that is you can have more influence, which is the main point of today's talk. You know, if you want to have more influence, the way to optimize your influence by being a person of love and expressing and acting it out, like I just described. So that's not exhaustive of all the things you can do to have more influence, but that's a good start. your attitudes, how you feel, what you say, and, of course, operating out of the four dimensions of love. And like I said at the beginning, just to sort of wrap this up, influence leads to something else, which is more impact. You can't have impact on somebody in a positive way unless you're using your influence. So you want to maximize your influence so that you can have more impact. You're not really helping somebody unless you're making an impact. So it could be an emotional impact initially, or some kind of, you're creating value for them, that's impact. And when you create impact for somebody else, we'll talk next week the whole time about impact, but I just want to tie all three of these together right now. When you create impact, another form of creating value, then it's a win-win. Everybody comes out ahead, and you feel better about yourself because you are not just impactful, but you are impactor, to use the noun. And so you feel more like a person of value yourself, with more significance, because you're making a difference. That's a common way of saying it, making a difference. Of course, people can make a negative difference people have a negative impact. Some people are damaged for decades because a teacher in the third grade said one sentence that had a negative impact and created a programming that was detrimental for decades and some people the rest of their life. You know, and so anyway, impact is where influence leads. Then with impact, if it's in a business context, trying to build the business, you know, by having a good product or service, where you're helping people, you're being a helper, then that will give you more income. But you deserve to have more income if you're actually creating value, if you're having impact. But you can't just have an impact as you want to. It always goes back to influence. So how can you be more of a person of influence? That's, I'm not giving you the whole answer. I'm giving you some clues, some ideas, the whole philosophy of it. But this is like a journey. It's a question that will never be fully answered. The question is, how can I have more influence to create more good? More good for others, more good for myself, because when you create good for others, it works both ways. It's a win-win, and you both come out ahead, which is what we want to do. If everybody thought win-win, like Stephen Covey talked about in his book, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, one of the seven habits is think win-win, which is consistent with the four dynamics of love, of caring, connecting, committing, and creating value. That positions you as a lover to have more influence and more impact and most likely more income. Even if you're like in a regular job, if you're operating out of love, being a lover and having influence and, you know, just smiling with people has positive influence, being positive, being optimistic, all that creates your influence and the favor that you could receive from your boss and the supervisor. So it applies in every situation, and especially in relationships, in family relationships, friend, church, or whatever relationships you have. So, so cover all three. Okay, so I think that's it for tonight. So ponder what I've said and see how you can apply it to your life from this day forward. And so, Peter, any comments or questions?
No, I love the topic because there's some really great parts of influence and there's some really dark parts of influence, and understanding where or how you've been influenced and either consciously or subconsciously are keys towards a lot of things. So I'm on that same wavelength. So that's a great topic. So lots of people want to work with you. So share with people how they can find where they can find you.
Yeah, thanks, Patrick. Well, fortunately, it's real easy. No hoops to jump through. Just write down my phone number, and you can call or text me anytime, and we can have a conversation for possibilities. That phone number is 360-583-2227, 3277. So 360-583-2227. I will say this, obviously I cannot help you if you don't connect. So I've served the ball to you, it's in your court, now it's up to you, are we going to play or not? You got to hit the ball back, which means you call or text me, and then see what I can do to help you have a better life so that the rest of your life can be the best of your life. So love you all, appreciate you, and Peter and I and a lot of others probably also believe in you, even if you don't believe in yourself. That's something you need to work on, and we could probably help you with that. So thank you very much, and have a good night. God bless you all.
We'll see everybody next week. Thanks, Edward.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.